You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast, looking ahead to Tuesday's action on this edition. You'll hear us all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Sam Norris, Leona Mayer and Ross Briley in the studio. Catrick, Leicester and Worcester, the afternoon meetings, and we have a Twilight card at Salisbury to get stuck into as well. My name is Mark Walton, joined in the studio by commentator Gareth Topham, who's going to give us a couple of bets at Salisbury. We're also going to have a little bit of a look ahead to the big race coming up at Doncaster on Saturday, the William Hill St Ledger. Immensely looking forward to the next few days at Doncaster, Gareth, because this St Ledger meeting is always superb at Doncaster.
It is. A few days of racing the very highest order. And yeah, it's not just about the world's oldest classic, but the supporting card pretty much each day as well. The first day is a little bit quieter, but you know, as the week goes on, it builds up to a tremendous climax. But the supporting cards are excellent. And yeah, we've got the sort of 5-day decks through now for Saturday afternoon, and it's looking to be a card not to be missed.
Yeah, on the Wednesday as well, you mentioned it's a little bit quieter in terms of grade of race, perhaps, but we do have the Ledger Legends race, of course, which is always a great spectacle, and got William Hill interest in there as well. We've got Andrew Thornton, who's riding in the race, and Dale Gibson, of course, so it's good for us, at least, to watch those two back in action.
It is, yeah. I was actually on William Hill Radio last week, the end of last week, with the Gibbo. And the Gibbo, he absolutely loves the Ledger Legends race, doesn't he? Cannot get enough. And of course, he's won it before. And it was interesting, we had an emailer who came out with quite a good stat, really, for the race. And the stat being that in the past few years, it's been the jockeys who have won it have only retired quite recently. So, you know, that would put Andrew Thornton right into the mix for this year, because he'd be one of the sort of newest retirees in the race, having only hung his boots up a few months ago. So, yeah, always a really good spectacle, good fun, usually quite a competitive affair as well, and great to see these legends from the saddle of times gone by back in action. And, of course, AP McCoy won it the year that he retired. So yeah, best of luck to Andrew, best of luck to Dale, and it's going to be a thrilling contest on Wednesday afternoon.
It is. Do check out William Hill's social media as well. Look on the William Hill Twitter page and maybe Facebook as well, but definitely on Twitter, because we've done a piece with Andrew talking about his chances in the Ledger race, Ledger Legends race, and I think he's quietly confident, dare I say it. So we'll, yeah, do check it out. It's quite good to watch. Let's look ahead to the big race, though, the William Hill St Ledger itself. We've got the 5-day decks through today as we record this, and we've got a pretty good lineup, in my opinion. The favourite there is Kew Gardens at 5-4 at the moment, but we've got Larti Dar still in the decks as well. She's next in at 7-2. We've got Old Persian in there at 6-1, who obviously has form to beat Kew Gardens from last time, and several others in there with chances as well. So I think it's warming up to be a real good renewal.
Yeah, hopefully the fillies sort of line up as well, because we've got a couple of sort of, for me anyway, I think we've got a couple of sort of standout colts in the lineup, the likes of Old Persian and Kew Gardens. Of course, their form tied in quite closely together following their run at York last time out in the Great Voltigeur Stakes, which is usually a very good trial for this race. It's one of the more sort of renowned trials, and then the girls down at the bottom, Larti Dar, who of course was so eye-catching when she won at York on her latest run, her comeback, of course, last time out. We've also got Made Up down at the bottom at bigger prices as well, who's just gone from strength to strength all season. I believe that they've supplemented her for a cost of £50,000 to run her in this. She's obviously been racing in Handicap Company as the season has gone on, and she's risen up through the ranks. She won at Goodwood last time out in a Group 3. She was only just beaten in a Group 2 at the glorious Goodwood meeting. So she is, you know, one of the big improvers of the entire season. Andrew Balding's had a great season. I'd love to see her go well. She's around about 16-1 with us here at William Hill. Just the fact that connections have you know, they're very sporting. They've obviously got a bit of confidence behind them. They think that, you know, she's worthy of her place in the field. And it would be a great story. We saw it a few years ago when Connections of Simple Verse supplemented her to run in this, and she actually won it. So, yeah, I think they would be the sort of four names for me that stand out. Of the fillies, they're La-Ti-Da ahead of Made Up, for obvious purposes, and Kew Gardens and Old Persian. I doubt there's going to be a lot between those either, but you know, there'll probably be a few more in the race as well that, you know, you couldn't really rule out. It's, there's no sort of standout, is there? It's going to be a wide open renewal of the world's oldest classic. Yeah, it promises to be some race.
It does, it certainly does. And you mentioned the fillies in there. I think there's been seven fillies win it since the war.
Right.
The very first St. Ledger was won by a filly as well, many years ago. So yeah, hopefully they take their part. And La-Ti-Da, the interesting one in there, because if she does take part, she could play a big part here. But there is also the chance she could be heading to France to go to the Vermeer. So we'll kind of wait and see where we end up with the final decks there at Doncaster. If I had to ask you for a selection at the moment,
I think at the moment, if La-Ti-Da runs, I'd go for her. If she doesn't, I think Kew Gardens, because he looked to be such a good, strong stayer when he won at Ascot earlier in the season. I don't think there was any great disgrace in going down to Old Persian at York at last time out. I was really impressed with this horse's win over this trip in the Queen's Vase at Ascot back in June. And I think if he was able to sort of build on what he showed at York, you know, Aidan O'Brien, he has them right for the big days, doesn't he? You know, the really big ones. And he's got such a fine record in this race. I can see probably Kew Gardens being the one to beat. But, he's a short price favourite. I just hope that we see one or two of these sort of sexy names like La-Ti-Da turn up against him, because it just makes for such a more thrilling contest.
Certainly does. So Kew Gardens, the selection, 5-4 at the time of recording this for the William Hill St. Ledger. And you mentioned Aidan O'Brien's yard form as well. He gets them right for the big day. He did have that little bit of a bad spell, didn't he? I think he had a virus in the yard or something, or some kind of bug in the yard. All seems to be well now. He seems to be backfiring again, so we should see the best of Kew Gardens, hopefully, on Saturday. Let's turn our attention to matters a little closer to hand, though, because we do have racing coming up on Tuesday. The 5:40 at Salisbury is the first race that Gareth has picked out for us. It's a condition stakes. A William Hill sponsored card as well there at Salisbury. This is one of the good races on the card. A select field, shall we say, with just five runners, but we often see that in these conditions races. Who do you think comes home in front?
I'm going to go for Raid. I'm down at Salisbury later in the week. I'm there the wrong day because they're racing again on Friday. Another Twilight card. Strange that they've got two Twilight cards in the same week. But no, not a bad level of racing down there tomorrow. This horse ran at Goodwood last time out in the Supreme Stakes, a Group 3, and was beaten miles by Ananirium. Finished fifth on at that occasion. I don't know what the reason was for this horse. It was sent off at 9-2, only beat one home in the end, looked very tame in the finish. Was it just a flash in the pan? Did the horse not like the track? Not all horses act around Goodwood. His form before that run behind Ananirium entitles him to loads of respect in this field. He was eighth in the Guineas, beaten just over five lengths by Saxon Warrior. He ran in the big trial for the Guineas, the Greenham, at Newbury just before that, went behind the likes of James Garfield and Expert Eye. And I just think that off this mark of 108, he's so well in against his rivals in this condition stakes now. If he can just bounce back and prove that fifth at Goodwood last time was a bit of a flop, I'm always willing to forgive a horse one bad run, particularly if it's at a sort of unconventional circuit. I think Raid is by far and away the one to side within that condition stakes. Ashin Murphy's riding with plenty of confidence, and Davison Coxyard are doing pretty well also. So Raid, quite a strong selection in that 5:40.
Yeah, I could say the angle there. Unofficial rating should be giving weight to all of these, but isn't, and has Group 1 form to his name, or form in Group 1s, at least of late. So Raid, the selection for Gareth in that race then. The next race that we look at is the final race on the card, the 7:10. This is the William Hill Racing Followers on Twitter handicap, Division 2 of this particular handicap for three-year-olds, rated 0-70. Quite a competitive field as well. We've got nine of them assembled or scheduled to go to post for this. And we've got some in-form runners in there. The likes of Ultra Vita and Encryption arrive here in Good Nick. Either of those on the shortlist?
Yeah, it's going to be Ultra Vita for me, who's going to be partnered by Luke Morris, who's ridden Ultra Vita to 4 wins out of her last 5 runs. She's just a typical sort of Sir Mark Prescott pickup, if you like. You know, got a very low mark earlier on in her career and has just made hay ever since. And is steadily rising, again, reappearing quickly, ran only 6 days ago. That race came at Foss Lass. But was very strong, I thought, in that racing going through the line, suggesting to me that, you know, this penalty is going to be, you know, I think quite achievable to beat it, really. And as I say, Luke Morris gets on really well with her. She's just a filly going forward at a rate of not. She's now racing off a mark of 72. There's a lot of horses in the race which are actually out of form, so I think you can sort of put a line through one or two of them very quickly. Encryption is the interesting one, I think, in against Ultra Vita. This one scored in a handicap at Yarmouth last time out, but it was a maiden handicap, so for me it just didn't rate as quite as strong an affair as what Ultra Vita's been running in of late. And for that reason, I'm going to take Ultra Vita to beat Encryption. Ultra Vita would be the nap selection on the card.
Nap selection as well. Best bet for Gareth on the card at Salisbury there. And yeah, she's the almost typical Sir Mark Prescott filly here, because she's had 5 runs in handicap. She's won 4 of them and finished 3rd on the other. She's a completely different animal now, handicapping. And judged by that performance last time, I can see where you're coming from. Probably still a bit of work, a bit of movement, bit of room to work with at the mark. That's what I was trying to say. I had no idea what phrase I was trying to use there. Thank you very much, Gareth. Been a pleasure as always. Very best of luck, and enjoy the action on Tuesday.
Thank you. It'll be a great week.
There you go, the selections of Gareth Toppenden, and also a little bit of a glance towards the William Hill St Ledger as well. Big week of racing for us here at William Hill. You can hear all of Tuesday's action on Racing Radio from 1:50pm. Sam Norris, Leona Mayer and Ross Briley in the studio. We have Catrick, Leicester and Worcester to get stuck into in the afternoon, and Twilight Meeting at Salisbury as well. So do join the guys for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Tuesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.